Hi, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
For some reason, my AirPods stopped working in the middle
Oh.
of the podcast, and then sorry, okay. So my AirPods for some reason disconnected in the middle, and then I plugged my headphones in, they weren't working, and then my phone crashed. So
Oh.
I didn't mean to end the podcast that abruptly. It just fucking crashed. I don't
It's
know why
good.
it crashed. And the audio should have saved so I can just like the podcast does go for 2 hours. It's not 30 minutes. So I can just kind of like cut the podcast in half, like the first and like intro part one, intro part two kind of thing. Because
Yeah,
I don't know why that happened.
or we can just restart it because I feel like we got way off topic than what we needed to talk about actually.
I was kind of vibing. That's kind of the point, is just
Yeah.
talking.
Oh, okay, I
So
thought we were
wait.
just gonna be talking about like the coronavirus.
So wait, what are we gonna do in this one?
Just continue where we left off. I didn't the since it crashed, I can just put it in two parts, like introduction part one, introduction part two,
Yeah.
because I didn't mean to split it in half. I didn't mean to do that. So
Gotcha.
see, so we can continue on, or we could restart. I don't really care. I wouldn't want to restart though. But
The hell was that?
did I just hear a fucking
You sound like a robot. Goodness. Well,
I'm inviting Wade back. I'm inviting Wade back.
okay.
Hopefully he'll join. But yeah, I'm sorry about
No,
that.
it's
But
okay.
Judah, you can continue with your story. The first one will still go on to online, so
Oh
it's
no,
all good.
I had like finished. I was just I like thought about like kind of movie moments IRL, and I was like,
Movie
oh,
moments.
that one time that I went into like a random homecoming bathroom and a dude asked me if I was gonna get pussy.
Oh my God. Hi, Wade. Okay, so what I was explaining to them was
Hello?
my phone randomly. Hi, hun. My phone
Hello?
randomly, like, hi, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. So, are the
Okay,
podcasts?
I'm trying to explain what happened. So pretty much, my AirPods, for some reason, the mic disconnected from the thing, and then my phone crashed. The recording is still there, so I'm still gonna upload it. It's just gonna be in two parts. So it's just gonna be uploaded in two separate parts because I don't know why my phone crashed.
So we can just keep on talking, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
All
excellent.
good. So we have everybody, right?
Emmy, do you think that you could edit some parts out? Like, can we listen to the recording and you can edit some stuff? Because I feel like I was rambling and I want to edit some of the things I was saying out.
I can see, but I don't know if I can because podcasts usually you don't edit at all. You just kind of say and then upload.
Uh-oh.
But
Uh-oh. No, you weren't rambling, honey. I was enjoying what you were
yeah,
saying.
no, for sure.
Okay.
But we were but before the podcast crashed, we were talking about cringy stories. We were talking about cringy shit. B talked about getting in a family photo. Judah talked about getting pussy. Not well, not getting pussy. Someone asked
You talk about getting
someone
pussy,
asked
yeah.
Judah if he was getting pussy from a homecoming thing, and then I have a cringy story that I haven't told anybody, but now I'm going to share with the world because it's not that bad. You guys might not think it's cringy, but I think it's cringy.
I mean,
So you guys know I have, is Wade on? I feel like he's not on.
hi, I'm here.
Okay,
Hello.
he's just really quiet. Okay, so anyway,
He's doing his rich boy things in his big boy
rich boy
house.
tings, rich boy tings. Okay, wait, before I say my cringy story, I knew Wade at school. I knew he existed, but I just like we weren't really close at all until last year, and I thought he was just like middle class boy because all he wears is like t-shirts and like jeans.
Yeah, kind of
He
reminds me
looks
of that
like
bit
a
on
he's he
Sanjay's
dresses
trip.
like middle class people like me. I'm middle class. I'm like poor, and like I was like, oh yeah, we're on the same wavelength. Well, one day I get invited to a birthday party, and it was hosted at Wade's house, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's cool. And then someone sends me the address to his house, and I look on Google Street View, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, he
Yeah.
has like a what, like a two story, like it's not two stories normal, but this shit is huge,
No,
like
this
three
shit is
stories.
huge.
Three.
I've been in his house.
It's
It
huge.
is huge.
He's got like a whole other barn. He's
Yeah,
got a
like this
pool.
warehouse type
This bruh
deal.
has got a hot tub.
And a big
I just
ass
said this
pool in
bruh. I'm
his
gonna fucking
not
kill
a pool.
myself.
He's got this big ass boat in this like warehouse and like a big like it's just a really big house.
Anyway, this short, vaguely ethnic little metalhead of mine, his family has money. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I would never have imagined that at all, which is insane to me. Oh my god. Anyway, so my cringy story. This isn't that cringy, but to me, I think back and I'm like, ugh, gross. So you guys know that I have, like, really bad social anxiety problems. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, not especially within family, but I remember one year my grandma, like, her side of the family, like, I don't know any of these people. I was probably, like, maybe pushing 13. I don't remember how long ago this was because I repressed this memory. Mm-hmm. But I was in my, probably middle school. So her... I don't know who the fuck it was, but we were throwing this birthday party for some guy, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. in his 40s, 50s, whatever. They all seemed like really chill people, but because I was in my phase where I was just really edgy. I just was anxious to talk to people because I didn't know any of these people. And there were like three teenage girls there that yeah. I didn't know. And I was like really emo at the time. And they looked kind of like, not preppy, but just like, I don't know.
Not emo.
Yeah, they were older and not emo. And I was encouraged to go talk to people that I didn't know. And I was like, I'm really uncomfortable with this. And the entire time, literally the whole time, I had like, I don't remember. It was like it was like a phone. I had my like headphones. And I was just like kind of vibing in the basement. Mm-hmm. And I listened to like an entire album of Metallica in the dark because I didn't want to talk to anybody. I would sit there and you could just hear fucking like ride the lightning through my headphones. I remember at one point my dad came downstairs and he was like, hey, come say hi to this old person. And I don't remember who they were, but my dad was like, come say hi, they're your family. So I'm like, okay. So mind you, I was still in my phase where I would wear nothing but skinny jeans, hoodies, and my hair would just be a mess. It'd be in my face. And I was like, I'm so hardcore, I'm listening to Metallica, and I'm not like other people, I'm not like other girls. I was sitting there like, I'm not gonna talk to anyone because they don't know me and they probably won't like anything that I like. I was just like super, I was so like angsty for some reason that day. Like, I just was not having a good time. So my dad's like, hey, come say hi to this old person. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go up there and she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I don't really know you. I just say like, oh, I don't know. I get like sensory overload and I just look at my dad and I look at this old lady and I'm like, I'm sorry. I really need to go. And so I just walk away and I look like I'm angry, but I wasn't angry at her. I just didn't know any of these people and I'm really anxious and I'm just like,
like, oh my God.
It's the most, like, I was really anxious and I don't think my dad understood that because I don't know any of these people and he's trying to introduce me to all these people and I just looked hella emo and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna sit in the basement and listen to Metallica and do nothing. I mean, not in the dark, there were windows, but like I'm just kind of sitting there like, exit that
Enter Sandman.
No, no, not literally.
I hate Enter Sandman so much.
No, not literally, but that's like, I'm trying to make a joke. But anyway, I'm just sitting there like blaring Metallica in my ears because I don't know what else to do. I'm like,
that had reminded me. Like, I'm not gonna turn this into a story, but like one time I was like at a family reunion a long time ago. Whenever I was in my sort of emo phase, It's like that phase whenever you want to be emo so bad, but you don't know how to do it, so you just look dumb. And
yes.
And I sat there, and all I listened to was One Republic and that one song. It's like, looking at the hands of the town.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what it's called, but it's like this really old song. It's like, gotta live like we're dying. No. And I listened to Maroon 5. Like
Maroon 5.
A One Republic song, a Maroon 5 song, and that one song, Gotta Live Like We're Dying, on fucking repeat under the playground, like, mm-hmm. like slide.
Lord, are you kidding me?
I just, I feel so bad because I don't know if I'm ever going to see those people ever again.
They're just going to like look and, back like, and like
they're just going to remember. She honestly, she's old, so I don't know if she's still alive.
She was on her deathbed thinking about the girl who told her off.
I didn't even tell her off. I was just like, I don't know you. I need to go. Like, I felt so bad. But I think the part that makes me cringe is the fact that I just sat by myself on my phone listening to Metallica. Like, I think that's the most fucking depressing, stupid, cringy part.
No.
Out of everything I could have listened to, I listened to Metallica.
It's okay, why? Sweetheart. It's okay. At least you weren't listening
Metallica to fucking... isn't even emo.
At least you weren't listening to fucking Maroon 5. It's very boomer. Slide. Oh,
okay, but like, no. Me. Angel with the shotgun.
Angel period. With the shotgun.
No, the angel with the shotgun, but the Nightcore version.
Fuck, no. The angel with the shotgun. But it's like the Nightcore version, but it's also like the slideshow of like the supernatural fan art.
No. It's the slideshow of like, random anime bitches with angel wings.
That one picture of the anime boy with the angel wings, and he's got bullet holes in his wings.
I know exactly. No, wait, you guys, hear me out. Safe and sound, but with Ben drowned and Jeff the killer.
No. Strawberry gashes all over.
Shut the fuck up, Judah. No. Also, what the fuck? Oh, I'm going to say something really controversial, and nobody's going to like me for this. But Nightcore is just Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes. No, you are right, and you should say
okay. Also, cringy. We're talking about cringe, right?
Wait.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Cringe culture is dead.
I've got one more. Yes. That'll, like, knock okay. your socks off, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, you guys excuse remember, me, I burped.
Like, Scourge from, like, Warrior Cats? Like, I feel like...
Yeah.
Wade just left.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay. Should I, like, stop?
No, go ahead.
No, you're good. Okay. I think he just disconnected. Sometimes we can't hear him because he's stupid.
Fuck Wade. Okay, so
y'all yeah, he said notes. Y'all couldn't hear me.
So I feel
while
like
you tell even... that while you tell that story, I have to pee really bad.
Okay.
So I'll be right back.
Gotcha. So I feel like even if you like don't, I feel like even if you weren't into like Warrior Cats, you knew who Scourge was. Does that make sense?
Oh, period.
Like
yes.
The black cat.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I remember watching this one like little like slideshow, like animated thing of like different like nobody could hear you, Wade. Like different pictures of like fan art of Scourge to the like the You're Gonna mm-hmm. Go Far Kids song. Or like
oh my god.
Or no, like 3 Days Grace. Like 3 days
Jesus
Grace
Christ
was such okay that was the
dude
fucking...
I used to be obsessed with 3 days
Grace.
3 days
Grace I used to write like the number 3 on my wrist whenever I was really emo.
Oh
wait,
my
wait,
god
wait do you remember My Digital Escape with like fucking that do you remember that fucking YouTube channel with that fucking like black haired like what's his name Johnny Gilbert or something.
Yes! Oh my god! Yes! He has a Zelda tattoo!
Wait, no, and then
oh my fucking
everybody
god.
Kept on shipping him with this other dude, like this like brown haired guy who like kinda talked a bit gay. And then one of the members of that YouTube channel actually ended up I didn't even know this, but he's trans and I always thought I never
oh.
he passes so good and he actually like soon after getting out of My Digital Escape, like after the channel shut down, mm-hmm. he got on testosterone. And I was
also,
like...
this is so random, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you knew who this is Nikki Tutorials.
Yes.
I've been watching her for a while. Like, I've known her for
yes,
like,
I know who she is.
I don't know. I've been watching for a few years, like off and on. I just go, oh, like, oh my god, Nikki Tutorials. She came out as trans,
yeah.
and I literally had no fucking clue.
Well, no, wasn't like... she like blackmailed into it though? Like, low key.
A little bit, but I literally, like, nobody knew that she was trans.
Yeah, no, I didn't know either.
Honestly, I feel like if someone blackmailed her, I feel like people would be like, wait, no, she's not. She's cis.
Yeah.
The fuck? The because fuck? She's so, she literally,
bitch,
I'm sorry, I'm eating a muffin, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She's literally, she's so fucking passing, like, the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
Okay, listen.
This muffin is hella fucking good.
Did you have a Webkinz phase?
Absolutely. I had, like, 60 Webkinz.
My life is a Webkinz. Does this strike a chord with you? Were you ever, like, did you ever, like, watch, like, the Webkinz YouTube stuff?
I don't think so. I think I was more like Club Penguin, Animal Jam.
Oh, I don't think I tried Club Penguin, but I think I got kicked off because I don't know. Either I said something really inappropriate or something. I think I might have said a slur. One of the reasons why I bring up Webkinz, though, is because, like, I remember having the shittiest, like, username in the fucking world. I don't remember what it is, but I do remember that my password was, like, *_girl3251, or, like, something.
Jesus fuck.
I tried to make, like, some of my Webkinz, like, rooms, like, really, really, really emo. And it wasn't a time. Wade, God, fucking, what kind of phone does he have?
In the chat, so we have a group chat called Cabin Fever Podcast, because this is what the podcast is, and I send the invites for everyone to join.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Wade never fucking works.
What kind of phone is Wade have?
And I don't know why.
Does he have
He has the newest, like, the newest phone. Like an iPhone 11 or some shit. And I'm like, what's wrong with your app, bro?
Fucking, you sound like a hot Cheeto girl.
I do!
I ate all of my hot Cheetos. Hang on, I might have Takis. 1 minute.
Okay, but I love Takis, no cap. Sorry.
I, like, walked out of my room, and my mom, like, just got low-key kind of attacked by our cat, BB.
Question. Yes. I have a bag of McDonald's food that's about a day old tonight. Would it be wise to reheat it?
It would not be wise, but do it.
Period. Also, speaking of food, the Abby told you that we went to the Asian market, right, today?
No.
Well, anyway, we went to this Asian market called One World Market. And I got these, like, I got in a bag. It's, like, these little crabs that you can eat whole.
What the fuck? Oh, wait, no, I think I've seen those. Yeah. The mini ones?
Yeah, they're just really tiny. You just eat them, and they're really crunchy, and they're really good. But everyone's like, ew, no, don't fucking eat them. You're so gross for eating those. I'm like, they're so good, bro.
We've got muffins. We've got blueberry ones. You want me to eat a muffin with you?
Dude, I'm eating a blueberry muffin.
Oh my god, I'm about to, like, get, like, okay, these blueberry muffins are, like, huge, so this would be, like, a fucking meal. I'm not even exaggerating.
I love blueberry. Like, now I'm eating gummy bears. So since I'm in quarantine, I'm trying to, like, ration my snacks, because I like to eat a lot. And I'm not, like, one of those, like, little, I mean, I am a skinny white girl. But I'm not one of those, like, little skinny, like, oh my god, like, I eat so much, like, no, I eat a fuck ton. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I noticed that I eat a lot more, like, not, like, consciously, like, I don't, like, consciously, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna eat a whole lot. Like, I just start eating a lot more whenever I'm stressed, which I think is a normal thing. But I also eat a fuck ton.
Ow. I'm mood. And I don't know if it's just because I'm bored.
Everybody just stop answering Wade. Just stop answering Wade. If he wants...
I don't know what's wrong.
If he wants to join...
Down... I'm going to say try read down on the app. Because I think it might be his app. Because it's not his phone. Because he has the newest phone. I'm about to sue Apple for making stupid phones that... Like, literally, you know, like, Apple phones are, like, prone to becoming slower and stop working over time, on, like, the phone that you have.
They even admitted it. They admitted that they, like, didn't they, like, admit that they, like, slowly, that they, either that they, they purposefully do it, or they know that the old phones slow down?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You know, I forget someone from fucking somewhere. Man, that's very, like, where's my sources? But they sued them, like, 4 times, and they won each time because Apple literally does not... They literally, like, don't give a shit, and they make their phones slower, and they make the older versions, like, not work as well as the newer versions, so you'll buy the new ones. And my phone recently, I was like, when the iPhone 11 comes out, I have an iPhone either 7 or 8. I can't remember. It's one of the two. I think it's a 7. I told myself, as soon as the iPhone 11 comes out, my phone's going to start getting really fucky. And guess what? It's been getting really, really fucky. My phone keeps crashing apps. It keeps needing to restart on its own. It's really fucked up. And I don't know what to do, because I know if I take it to the Apple store to get it fixed, they won't fix it.
Dude, and no.
They'll just charge me, like, $400 to do nothing to it.
I know, like, have you noticed that your phone starts to, like, act up, like, if you wait, like, maybe a week, more than a week to, like, update it? It purposefully starts, like, fucking acting up. Like, are you serious? Y'all just gonna slow down my shit, because I'm gonna update it? Like, I don't have time. I am on, like, 17-hour calls a day.
Period. Especially because you're long distance with B.
Sorry, you said the name.
Like, you need, like, a good, reliable phone. And Apple ain't providing. But I don't want a fucking Android either.
I don't know. I especially just kind of like the whole, like, iPhone, like, aesthetic, and not just, like, how
it... I like the aesthetic. Yeah, I agree. I like the aesthetic of the iPhone more. I feel like Android has, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it does kind of have a shit camera. And also, it's just not as pretty as
iPhone. Yeah, it just looks, like, not... Even, like, the more advanced ones, they just look like they're from, like, 2010. I hate shit.
They do, though!
Like, I don't know if it's just because I've had, like, I've had, like, one Android... And I don't know if it was just because it was old, but I literally wasn't able to do anything with it. I wasn't even able, whenever I downloaded the Instagram app, I did not even have the DMs feature. So whenever, okay, so, like, quick, like, fun fact.
It's Wade! Also, I noticed when B has to go pee, they never come back.
Yeah, no, she just gets, she's probably playing with the new kittens right now.
Hi. You're echoing, Wade.
So, what I was saying was, quick backstory. My first,
drop my phone.
My first partner was a girl. I had a girlfriend whose nickname, because we were Soul Eater Kinnies back then in second grade, definitely.
Oh my god.
So, her nickname for me was Maka, but her name is Natalie. And so, where the fuck was I? What was I even talking about? Oh, so right.
You were talking about, so, Wade, for context, we were talking about phone. Yeah. Yes, Wade. Talk. Hello. Yes. Hi. We are talking. Oh my god, he left again.
Bro. Okay.
This podcast is gonna be ass for the first couple episodes until we can figure this shit out.
Anyways, now that Wade is gone and everything's better,
so I didn't have the DM feature on Instagram, and so whenever I wanted to, like, talk to my girlfriend, I had, like, a really private account, so I didn't have, like, too many of, like, my IRL friends, so I wasn't really embarrassed about it, because I also couldn't, like, text people. It was really weird. I could usually, I couldn't really even download much, so I couldn't download music either. So I just watched YouTube, had Instagram, you know, that was kind of it. So
be bisexual, eat hot chip and lie. Yeah,
so whenever... Right. Whenever I, like, had wanted to, like, text her, we would have, like, over 400 comments on, like, one post because my fucking DMs wouldn't work because that was old Android.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. Hi, Wade. Thank God. Jesus. Hi.
Welcome
what happened
back.
To Abby?
Bathroom.
Oh, okay.
He probably got distracted because stupid ADHD monkey brain.
Sorry, I'm hungry. I'm eating a
muffin. I'm eating ramen.
Oh, wait, can I have
okay.
a bite?
Oh, dude, sweet.
Huh? No, no, you can't. No.
What?
Okay.
Judah, you can have a bite of my chicken nugget.
Okay.
Thanks,
so
you.
I have wanted to tell... I wait for me to get back. But are we all done? Like, is everyone else done with their things?
Because yes.
I got a couple.
Yeah.
I've got to remember a few of them, but I have one that I like. It's not really necessarily cringy, it's just like one of those like oh moments.
Let me go and send one, be like a really either threatening or like low key. Hang on, let me go and like send something shocking to them to like freak them the fuck out and convince them to come back.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. Would it be wise? I asked you to this. You know the McDonald's we got like last night? Should I reheat it and eat it? Okay, because I didn't know if it would still be good.
I think you should.
Yeah. She asked
me. I'm eating it right now.
I was like, I don't think that it would be a good idea. I don't think it would be, like, good anymore, but you should do it.
And Wes just like, yeah, eat it.
Yeah. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Well, I saw a video of this 15-year-old, like, burger that sat in this guy's pocket, like his trench coat, for 15 years, and it looked fresh.
It ain't gonna hurt you.
So
that's because all that McDonald's, that's because all of that McDonald's shit is so fucking artificial.
Yeah, no kidding. It's awful, but I'm loving it. Nom, nom.
No. His pocket just was a really good preserver.
His pocket had fucking pesticides.
Make his pockets hurt. Ella keeps saying that. That's all because of B. B would come over and be like, make his pockets hurt. No, Ella will stop saying it.
B is so hot. I'm sorry. My
name's Judah. B is so hot. My name's Judah.
Hi, Mom. Why are you... why are you watching...
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
He's doing
free
virtual workouts.
Oh, cool.
Not to be watching that.
Not to be like, okay.
Yeah, go Chris.
Okay, Mom.
Not to
love
be, like,
you.
Big, like, TMI or anything, but, like, B's, like, excuse really me. Cute a little bit. You know what I mean?
Aw. Wade is fucking ugly and I hate him.
Emily's a dumb boy.
What the fuck?
Aw, thanks, babe. Okay.
I know that B's out of, like, probably bitch. Still out of the room, because if she was back, then, like, I have, like, our Skype pulled up, because I'm, while we're doing this podcast, I'm watching, B play Portal on Skype.
Yeah.
Because, what else do we have to do?
Speak.
Well, we fucking talk for 17 hours a day. But... It's still paused,
period.
So I think they're still out of the room, probably fucking distracted like an idiot.
Mm. Or they're taking
you
a massive dump.
No.
Because sometimes I love B, and I know they're going to listen to this later, but sometimes B will be like, I have to go pee, and then we'll just go shit, like annihilate a bathroom.
I have this problem too. We'll, like, be, like, ready to, like, cuddle, and I'll be like, hey, baby, come here, like, you know, let me give you kisses, let me hug you. And then B's like, hang on, I gotta piss.
Oh. Emily does that all the time.
And then it's like,
all the time.
And then it's like,
no. No, but Wade, he's talking about how she'll lie and be like, I have to pee, and then
not even just shit. Like, I'm saying, like, she'll go out. And then she'll come back and be like, hey, sorry, I went pee, and I went and. Like, there's a bunch of ands whenever she just went out for one task. And I fucking hate her. Speaking of her going out to, like, pet the new kittens, her cat, Nelly, had, children.
Babies?
Yeah, children again. And, I got one.
They're really cute.
I got
what
to
did
name
you
one
name
of
it?
The boys, and okay, can it be known that there are kitties in this podcast?
That there's what?
I don't care. I don't necessarily call myself a kinny. I just relate to characters, but
you,
if that's what kinning
liar.
Is, then I guess
you
I can.
Liar.
I don't fucking. I don't know. No, but like, I'm not like, oh my god, in another universe, I believe my soul is this character.
You're still a kinny.
I don't understand what kinning is like in its entirety. I'm just like, oh, that character's cool. I kind
of
like them.
It's like kind like some people are like, oh yeah, I was them in a fucking past life, and then other people are just like, that's me.
Hold on, Ella, what, honey?
So mom wanted to know if she. Oh wait, mom asked. to tell this to you. Mm-hmm. What's Emily's computer password?
Dragon9377. Okay, bye-bye. Anyway, it's good. So, sorry about that. So, I mean, I don't go, like, so deep that I'm like, oh my god, I literally am. I'm just like, oh yeah, I totally relate to that character on a lot of different levels.
Hi, honey.
Okay, hello.
So, let me say what I named the damn cat real quick. So,
okay.
You guys remember that movie with the big blue aliens, Avatar?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys know, but in the, there's going to be a new, like, an Avatar 2 coming out where, like, the love interest.
Oh, shit.
The characters that were in love, Neytiri and Jake, they have, like, three kids. And I named this cat after their second-born son. And I know, I don't want to, like... It's like, it is a fucking alien name. And...
Uh-huh. What is it?
Bee, honey.
Go ahead and tell them.
Can you say it? I'm embarrassed.
I forget what his name is. Kowak or something?
No, Loak.
Loak, yeah.
Loak. I named this.
That's cute. Kitten. That's a cute.
Loak.
That's really cute, okay, though. Which cat?
Which one, B? It was like a boy.
Which one?
Huh? Which cat did I name? He was a boy.
You named one of the boys. The one that looked most like Chester.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's my kitty right now. Not Teeny. I have two cats. I have a calico cat named Teeny and an orange tabby named Kitty.
He's got sleepy eyes.
Sorry, I was just kissing my cat. Anyway, tell your
before
story.
Before we got, like, before I ended up not being able to hear and talk, and I ended up leaving for just a minute, I had a story that I was going to tell that's not necessarily cringy, but it's just like a, oh, God,
okay, wait,
type story.
Question. What did I mean?
Like you bit my clit, kind of.
What did I miss while I was gone?
Me and Emily were just like, we started rambling about a lot of stupid stuff, mainly about like scene core, like scene kid shit. So yeah. Yeah.
And iPhones.
Okay, so wait, tell your shit. Wade.
Hold on, let me grab a water.
Oh my
quick.
Fucking god.
Yeah, here. Hello.
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 Hi. I can hear you.
Yeah, we know.
I can hear you.
I love you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys don't respond, so now I'm worried that you
can't hear me. I love my short, vaguely ethnic boyfriend with all my heart.
Okay.
Aw, I just said that I love you.
I'm gonna fucking kill all of you.
You sounded conflicted with that statement.
I love you too.
Thank you.
Just so you guys know, I'm down to
I love you too.
Miso soup.
Yeah.
Are we all eating right now?
Oh, you pussy. Is that your fucking
story? Okay, wait. We should.
Oh my god.
I'm already done.
I
want
to hear this damn story.
For our other podcast, we should make one where we just all eat food together and talk about it. So
oh my god, mukbangers. We should be mukbangers. Yes.
Mukbang.
Okay, yeah, so Wade, I could eat for days. Tell his poor damn story. Are you okay, Wade?
Okay.
We're sorry. Okay.
Yes, I'm fine.
No.
So,
like,
y'all have had communion before, right?
Is it the thing?
None of you have had communion. Well, who
communion
has had communion?
Yes.
Communion. No, it's just communion.
Like once, but I, it's yeah.
Yeah, the bread and the grape juice.
Yeah, communion is pretty much like, oh, here's the bread. This represents God, like Jesus' body. And then the wine or the grape juice represents his like, blood or whatever, which is really, this is really occulty, but whatever. I'm not going to stir the pot of religion on this cast. So,
I have a story to tell.
Shut the. Wait, let's fucking.
Wade has a story to tell.
So. So, you. pissed. Those for those dude, who have had the it, bread and like the as bread, a little kid, you know how fucking good that was. It wasn't even to wake bread. Up at, like, eat all day. And
that was the first thing you had. Listen,
the grape juice.
No. The for the one time that I had it, it was like the
little, yeah, yeah, like, no, mini, it was like the weird circular, wafers,
like puffy crackers that you put in soup.
Okay,
I had I a had square wafers, puffy like cracker.
Yeah, communion wafers.
They're with the Jesus on it.
I've never had those either. I just had like it looked like a mini pillow. It looked like a mini pillow.
Yeah, it was a fucking
that's
cracker.
What they, that's what they gave us. Yes. What they gave us, the body of Jesus.
Keeping you new. Hi, buddy. Okay, sorry, Wade. Keep talking.
Mhm. Okay, but everyone knows just how fucking amazing those were after you've been at church for a little bit, and you just want to eat all of them possible. Well, my greedy ass during like any time there was communion. I would go around and beg every other kid, because they had shoved like 70 kids in this one room, because it was like a youth group, and so I would go around and try to take everyone's fucking grape juice. And
Ayo, you're gonna finish your communion wafer?
Ask for it. So I'm going around. Yeah, yeah, no, literally, that's what it was. And so I, at one day. Apparently, like, nobody just wanted to eat, I had accumulated, like, 12 crackers and, like, 14 things of grape juice. And I'm in hog heaven, and so I just start, like, I just start taking shots of the grape juice, just one after the other. And I'm down in the bread as fast as possible, because if, like, if the other counselors, like, which the counselors are only high school
That kid's been eating a lot of communion.
And all the while, my stomach starts to hurt. That kid's... So as I'm taking okay, so as I'm taking communion, and I have all this shit, we're kind of huddled in a group, and I'm like kind of like turned over, faced away from the group, chugging this grape juice and bread. And finally, my stomach goes, "You're gonna throw up." So I kind of turn to face the like group, like everyone. And during communion, I start barfing everywhere. And so all these people think I'm like the spawn of Satan. As I start
rejecting God's body!
In front of everyone. Yeah. I'm just like barfing everywhere. They have to like take me out, and these high school students don't even know what the fuck to do. Because I just barfed communion all over the place.
That's why this is so funny to me. Is because, like, my family is, we're, like, Christian, but we didn't really go to church a lot, so I never, like, went to church every single Sunday unless my meanie dragged me and my mom. So,
I love you, bye-bye.
Which,
my meanie.
Judah's meanie is his grandma.
You call, oh my god, that's what my mom, well, that's what my family made, like, my nieces and nephews call my grandma and grandma.
So, I've only had, like, two, as far as I remember, I've only experienced, like, the whole communion, like, grape juice shot and the wafers, like, one time, so I've never had an odd experience with it. I just remember kind of vaguely thinking, this is fucking good. And the fact that you loved it so much, you were willing to...
Dude. Jesus tastes fucking good. There's something that hits different when you like, haven't eaten all day, and then at like, Sunday...
I mean, it's just... Especially with the fact that, like, since you could only have it on, like, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, the thing is, we didn't do it every Sunday. We had our own, like, little church. Like, it was family-owned. We didn't do it every Sunday. I feel like it was, like, once a month, dude, I feel like. But, yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, grape juice.
So, whenever I was a kid, so they would do this. I went to, like, this, what is it called? Like a kind of like a vacation Bible school, but not like vacation Bible school. I went with my neighbor across the street from me. Like it was like every Sunday night, and I would go with her sometimes, and they would like. So if you learned Bible verses,
Jesus wept.
You would get like prizes. So let me tell you. Whenever I was a little kid, I would like take those Bible verses and I would fucking memorize the shit of them like really fast, like boom, boom, boom. Like every 5 minutes, I would just like go to them and like tell them that I had learned a new Bible verse, and I would tell them the new Bible verse. And like literally, I went home and I had like a shit ton of stuff because I was so inclined to learn these Bible verses only because I wanted to get like candy.
Fuck God, and, give like, me the Snickers.
Okay, the only reason I like me and my cousin even would let my grandparents take us go to church is because they would bribe kids with arcade machines. Like, the kids' room for, like, worship had nothing but arcade machines that you could play for 10 minutes before service. So all the kids would just go apeshit playing these arcade games, and then we'd have to sit down for service, and I would sit there and I'd always try to sneak away from the service to go play the arcade games. Because I didn't give a shit about God. Like, I just wanted to play arcade churches, games.
Like, whenever I was little, I have this very distinct memory. I was very, very, very
young. Bye, Ella.
And I guess that my Mimi had again, like kind of been like, you guys are going to come to church with me. And so we went. It was like this small church. And the thing about Louisiana, I don't know if it's like that, like this for you guys, but it's fucking hot. No, what am I saying? Of course, no, it's not fucking hot up there. So, it is humid as hell. So, I like walk in and they have like this like, it almost looks like a very long warehouse. And so, I'm sitting there with my mom and then they come in with like a bunch of adults. And honestly, I thought that they were the fucking SWAT team as a 5-year-old. And so, they come in and they start like collecting the children, like lining them up. And my mom was like, go with them. And I was like, what? She's like, go with them. So we go out and we go in this like this out, like little kind of like, what do you call it? Like, we go to this like little outside building, and I guess, you know, it was for the kids. And there was a cancer patient there, like a cancer somebody who like a had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, whatever. So, at some point, like, I guess if these kids had been going there, because this was my first time there, and they get us up, they make us stand up, and they turn off the lights. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I'm like, oh, fuck, I think that it is either the fucking SWAT team, or it is a cult. 5-year-old brain is like, I don't know how church works. What is happening? They line all of these children up in, like, rows, straight, like, rows. And they play, like, this, like, trance music, mm-hmm. like, this, like, holy, like, angel music, like, ethereal shit. And then...
What the fuck? We didn't do any of that.
Back, and then they, like, they would, like, lean you down. Like I'm sitting there, and I'm standing there, like, fucking, like a damn soldier. And I'm, like, I kind of look over to my side, and these kids are just, like, dropping to the floor, like, They're, like, putting their hands behind these kids' backs and slowly, like, lowering them to the floor. And then they, like, mumble, oh, she's talking to God. Like, the Karen way.
This is, like, when they fucking put cyanide in the Kool-Aid and they're, like, it's okay. It's okay. You're going to God.
This was not a fever dream. Where this happened. And then, like, the cancer... Okay, so here's where the cancer patient comes in. Like, the girl with cancer. They put their hands behind her back. And they're, like, slowly... And they're, like, okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay, baby. Like, talk to God about it. Or something.
What the fuck? That sounds like they're...
Yeah, I know, yeah. Like...
It's okay. Talk to God.
Like used to it. I don't know if they were like going along with it or if they were just like scared to, but they would like stand there for a minute and then they were like get all limp and shit and they would just fall back. And then they got to me and I like faked it and I'm sitting there in the dark. Like, what the fuck is happening? What is happening? And them standing us up and being like, all right, kids, get back to your seats. We're gonna learn some like something about the Bible. And I was like,
Yay! We're gonna watch VeggieTales after being fucking hypnotized.
Dude, I
okay.
Fucking
wait,
love
can
it
I
cause...
talk about something that's similar? Well, not it's nowhere near similar, but it's in a like a simulation. So y'all, I don't know if Judah's gonna know, but I know these two will. In middle school, we went on this field trip, and it's like a slave simulator.
Oh my god, you don't even understand. Okay.
What?
Okay.
So, I'll explain. So, pretty much. Okay, so there's this thing that classes and people can sign up for either during the day or during the night, where you go and they take you out to this little setting where it looks like a house on the prairie, like plantations and shit. And
okay, wait. So Connor Prairie is a place you can visit, and it's like they do reenactments of
It's like Disney World for historians. Yeah. So anyway, so there's something that you can do to learn more about how it feels to be a slave, and you're literally role playing with people as a slave.
And there's like slave drivers and like people yelling at you the whole time.
Oh wait, Judah left.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
Hold on, wait, no, we have to tell Judah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Judah,
I've got a whole
Judah.
Story about what I did there, though, like with me and Brian.
Oh, no, me too. Me too.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
God.
Okay, so, okay, I'm sorry.
They should not have.
It's okay. It's like a slave simulation, like a slave role play.
Right. So, basically, they sit you down in this room before you go, before they take you to, like, this plantation, like, this little town. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you this white thing that you can tie around your arm, your head, or anywhere on your body. And that means that you're invisible and they won't interact with you in case you have, like, PTSD or anxiety or whatever. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to try this.
Guys, we're in middle school?
A slave. Yes. So we get there, and on the way there, I'm singing the song, and people are joining. It's whatever.
Yeah, we're singing slave songs, like just walking along.
Well, no, that was optional. No one did. I just was like,
long way down to the bottom of the river,
long way down to the bottom. So I'm singing that, everyone's jamming, but you know, we finally stop. We get there. The first thing that happens is, people will ask you. Like if you're a girl, they'll be like, what, like as slaves, what can you do? Are you good for like baby making? Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you sew? Can you reproduce? All this creepy shit. And I was like, I can cook and sew. Okay. Like that was my thing. I can cook and I can sew. That's what I picked.
That's what
if I were a slave,
do
you know, whatever. So yeah, anyway, I was a really good slave, but anyway, I remember the problem is, I'm going to get real, like, open on this cast. I have, like, a degradation so I remember at one point.
Shut up.
I think it's not what awakened me, because this is awful. Terrible. But anyway, so basically the whole time, you go through different phases in the thing where first you get taken by these plantation owners, and you get split up into groups, and then you can basically,
okay,
it's like
wait,
a pick and choose your own adventure kind of deal.
You,
well,
like,
at one point,
did any like black children participate in this? Because I feel,
yeah,
New Pal is an all white school.
Well, Abu participated.
New Pal is like all white.
Well, like two or there's like two or three black people, and this field trip was optional. And then they do have the white wristband that's like you can put on in case you get anxious or whatever and you don't want to be yelled at. But because, you know, I don't want to get too real on this cast, but I grew up in a domestic violence household.
The
there was lots of yelling
the
and all kinds of stuff.
Household.
So I wanted to know. Yeah, no, that works. So I was like, you know what? I just want to see if I can, you know, this is obviously not realistic in any way, shape, or form. They're just kind of calling you Negroes and making you go do shit as a white kid, you know? So it's not realistic. Like, they won't whip you. You know what I mean?
In the sense,
but it's like a
slice of life.
They
won't, like, make you work all day, you know? That sort of thing.
It's a slave simulator. I remember beginning, you have
experience.
To put wood on one side of, like, the, like one side of the road. And then you have to take
the wood.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and then I, okay, so this is where I'm going. So anyway,
I got two stories. The first one, we were in this barn, and this guy was he played this white guy, and he was talking about how this guy is a really good actor, but he was talking about how black people were taking everyone's jobs, and he was out of a job, and he can't help his wife, and he came up to me, at like he got up to my fucking forehead. I thought he was about to start making out with me or some shit. He's like, he didn't mean to spit on me, but he did. And he's like, you're a maggot. I'm like, I'm just saying silent. He's like, what do I call you? I said, maggot, sir. He's like, say that again. I said, you call me a maggot, sir. And like, you have to do that shit. And I was like, obviously that's not good. But I was like,
I feel a little bit tickly down there.
I wasn't getting turned on. That was just a joke.
It was like it wasn't I'm like an awakening, saying. But it was kind of like a oh
no. It was like a oh okay. no. I like. But so wait, the next story happens. This I got targeted again. So eventually he gets out,
I got
right?
targeted twice,
so he like
too.
Leaves the barn, and then the tour guide's like, "Come on, let's go to the next part of the story where you guys,
not a tour guide, but someone who tells us
where to go so we don't get lost.
Oh no, we didn't have.
Well, we had
that
a teacher, whatever.
We didn't have that.
But
when
so
we
so the next part of the simulation, you're in this church with these really nice white people that want to help the black people. And they give them, like, some money and tell them to, like, you know, keep going. That's going to be all right, you know, to be supportive. And then this guy comes out of this house and is like, come here. And obviously, in this simulation, we didn't have a choice to ignore him because we're black and we get shot. So we went into the house. And you're in this house, a group of people in this house, with one white dude. He whips out a fucking gun. And he says, he's like... I saw you guys in the church with those white people. Did they give you money? And we're all just kind of like, And then he looks at me and goes, you, come here. I'm like, and at this point in time, the white rope was in my pocket so I can put it on my head because I was getting a little bit anxious. As I took it out of my pocket, he pointed at me and was like, you, come here. I'm like, oh, fuck me. So I go up there. I'm standing next to this white boomer looking ass dude, and I'm like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Did you guys get money?" I'm like, I didn't know what to say, so I said, "Yes, sir." And he goes, "Point to the person who he gave the money to." And I was like, "What the fuck am I? What the fuck do I do?" And so just I was like, "Okay, that bitch over there has the money." I guess she did have the money because I couldn't remember who he fucking gave it to. So she comes up, she pulls out the money, and he's like, give me that money. So he gives her the money because he's holding me at gunpoint. I don't think
God,
I mentioned
so
that.
Hot.
He's
I'm
holding
sorry.
Me at gunpoint. Anyway, he's holding me at gunpoint, telling me to point out who has the money. So I tell the guy that she has the money because he said he was pretty much going to kill me if I didn't. And I was like, she has the money. He looks at me and is like, and then he looks at the other girl. He looks at me and he goes, see, you wanted to save like your own life. So you're willing to risk the lives of others just to save your own. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're calling me a snitch? The fuck? I didn't know. I'm like 14. Anyway, so then he's like, you guys, everyone else leave. You two stay.
God.
So everyone leaves the building. And I'm with this girl in this house with this dude. I'm like, we're about to get raped. So, no. But he's like, okay, hi, I'm sorry. I don't mean to freak you out. Like, he breaks character. I'm like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck? He's like, so you guys have two options. You can either knock me out and run away, or you can, like... Or no, wait, I don't know if there was an option, but I remember we knocked him out and we left. I think he was like, okay, now you guys are going to like escape. You're going to knock me out and you're going to be on the loose and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, that sounds great. I thought there might've been another option where we killed him, but we didn't. I think it was just now that since we knocked out a white man to get away, now we're under a lot more like shit, but whatever. So we knocked this dude out. Like in the simulation, and we leave,
And that was literally the end of it. I was like, I thought there were going to be more, but there's not. So me and this girl walk back to the spot, and there's just this old lady in a rocking chair. And she's telling everybody if they escaped or if they died. They told me that I died by drowning because I couldn't swim.
Wait, how is this?
And I was like, that's what they said to me too. Like,
okay, you died.
Oh. She's like pretending to be old and wise. And
yeah,
like,
no. She told me. I see that you she's like, she looked at me and was like, you can't swim and you had to go across a river and you drowned. Wait, I was like, what the fuck? I literally
am
the best swimmer.
yes. Okay, so can I tell my story?
Yeah,
now
but wait.
About this whole thing?
But I didn't know. Like, I was like, is this a learning experience? Or is this like me figuring out what I'm.
What's this?
But I remember I got called maggot, I got called like filth, I got called negro.
I feel like some like white people probably like I hope not, but I feel like maybe one racist might have slipped past and like saying like maggot and like closing like squinting and seeing you as black was like oh like a kind of
they're like yeah. Like, you're really good at this. Like come on. Yeah, Ella. What, Ella? Sorry. I love your background, sweetie. Very cool. She wanted to show me her iPad background.
So,
but okay, I'm sorry. Aww, I mean to interrupt, but is it like I couldn't tell, and this might sound awful because the simulation is a learning experience for white people to sort of get a tiny understanding of what slaves went through. And I don't But the guy was just screaming at me, making him call him sir, and making like degrading me. And I was like, "Is this
okay, no,
is
listen,
it wrong for
I have,
me to
I have
be
like a sort of thing,
like
I have, like a sort of thing for like, of course, like if it's consensual, like not like I'm imagining that I'm being kidnapped, but like I have a sort of thing for having a gun in my mouth." And you said that this dude held you at gunpoint, and I went, "Oh fuck." Ooh.
Yeah, no. This slave owner held me at gunpoint and basically was like, "Tell me, where's the money, Lebowski?" That's pretty much what just happened. Like, but yeah, no. I'm
it's
sorry.
Not wrong.
I just don't know if that's wrong, and I keep forgetting that this is getting posted online, it's okay. So I'm exposed. But it's whatever. I'm open about it. I'm sorry, B. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're fine. So basically, my experience was like, so you know, the beginning where they're like, they lined you up against the cabin and they're like
what's your job?
You
like, gotta pick a job so they don't fucking kill you or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So this dude, like, we're targeting random people. This dude came up to me and targeted me. He's like, "What the fuck can you do? And I was like, I can cook, I think." And he was like, "You think?"
I know.
"Speak up to me when you're talking to me, woman." And I was like, "Oh shit." I was like, I can cook.
"What
can you cook?" And I was like,
I can cook some ramen, sir.
That's what. Oh no, dude. That's what Libby said. And then they kept calling her cooking.
Wait.
Like they got calling her cooking.
I don't mean to interrupt, but if Judah comes back down, do you guys want to go down?
Okay. Hold on. After Abby gets done with hers, I've got one too.
But everyone who's listening to this podcast,
yeah,
like we're not trying to be insensitive about racism or slavery. It's just this whole simulation is kind of inaccurate in a lot of ways, and it's just really.
Of course,
it's not,
couldn't like whip us. It's not almost like.
Right.
It's like,
well,
it's
yeah.
It's
just awkward when you're 14.
It's almost laughable at how
you're going through puberty, and this dude, and especially if you live in like an abusive household, it's not a comfortable situation,
well, like,
but it's kind of awkward. So you like laugh, but like,
can,
we're not trying to be
can
like,
we
insensitive
put, like, a
towards
warning
people's
on this,
experiences.
On this podcast,
but,
like
that's
we
not
may talk about like some triggering topics and like not use trigger warnings. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you guys are
but,
so worried about it. I don't know. I did not worry about it.
No. It's just, well, because, okay, so the whole point of the simulation is to, like, kind of understand, like.
Yes. To gain an understanding as to what these people sort of went through. Obviously, there's no way that we're going to ever be able to understand.
It's just such an awkward situation
because
to go through because
black.
I feel like it's not really convincing me that I'm a fucking.
Well, also, not only are you really young, but it's like, I feel like I would be able to get a more better understanding if they had like a maybe like a video. But I get it; it's supposed to be like an interactive simulation.
They did. At the very beginning, they had like a thing like guidelines, rules, what you can and can't do, how the actors are going to treat you.
By like them trying to tell us how. You know, like, as a 14-year-old, how slaves were treated by, like, an educational video with, like, actual, like, good reenactments. But I get it.
Yeah. To be fair, the thing is, like, I don't think really anybody took it seriously because a lot of teenage boys were like, N-word. Yeah.
Okay,
funny.
Hold on. I've got a story, too. Hold on.
That's what I was going to
B has a story. But, like,
that's what I was going to say.
A lot of kids won't take it seriously because teenage boys don't give a shit.
I was the only one in that group, which, by the way, Emily and Wade are a year older than me, so I'm not going to say what grades we're in, but whenever they were in seventh, or they were in eighth grade when I was in seventh grade, and so whenever I went in eighth grade, I was the only one on that entire field trip.
I took it seriously, too, but when I look back, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
No, like, at the time, I took it very, very, very seriously. Like, I was trembling and shit. So, okay, you know how you said this dude took you into the barn and he was, like, calling you maggot and shit like that? So, his story for us was that a black
person
killed his wife. And so now he hates all black people for it. And he was fucking insane. And he was, like, holding a gun to me. And, he came up to me and was shaking and holding a gun to me. And he was telling me, like, all of this
Did he shoot himself? I can't remember, because he left the barn, and I can't remember if he shot himself.
Okay, listen. Okay, so he came up to me, he's like, you're the fucking reason why, you're the reason why that I want to, he's like, you're the reason why my wife is fucking dead, I hate you, and he was, like, going on to me, and I'm sitting here crying. Like, there are tears slipping down my face because
it was scary
at acting. And I was immersing myself in the experience because he was like, you're the fucking reason why my wife is dead, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm crying. And I didn't want to bring out the white rope because I wasn't a little pussy.
The thing with me, though, is, like, I literally just, like, my 14-year-old undeveloped baby brain who has potential PTSD was like, well, how do I deal with this? Am I dissociating right now? I don't know.
Yeah. So, like, the dude ends up, like, he's, like, targeting me and yelling at me. And he's, like, pushing on my shoulder. And he's having, like, the chickens. Like, there was, like, a cage behind us. And there were, like, chickens, like, biting
at your
hair.
They're not supposed to do that.
Chickens?
Yeah, he had them jump up and, like,
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They're not supposed to actually get you, though. That's the thing. Chickens. Which is really weird. But also,
Well, they were like,
that's not good, but also, what's also scary is, like, especially, like, domestic violence, like, he would bang on, like, the wooden door, so they go, like, a really...
Oh, yeah, he'd be... Yeah, no,
that was an amazing sound effect.
The wood behind me. And, like...
Shut the fuck up. Because it did, like, the creaky, like, wow, 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 like, after the...
I feel like
something happened to him, and he's just using that like actor thing to get his trauma out.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So
oof.
So he ends up leaving the barn, and we end up leaving and taking the rope with us or whatever for some reason. And once we're gone, we hear screaming. He's like screaming. He's like, I fucking hate you. And
yeah, doesn't he kill himself?
You hear a gunshot and you hear like.
Yeah, no.
And, like,
oh, yeah, I forgot.
Killed himself.
Yeah,
wait,
I forgot.
Okay, so
this
wait.
He fucking kills himself.
With
like, you
the
just.
Kids, if you put on like the white, like the white thing to say, hey, I don't really want it. Do you still have to like go in?
You still have to be there. The actors, the only difference is they don't interact with you.
They don't interact with you, and whenever you're doing this entire simulation, you have to keep your head down, like, looking at your feet. And whenever you have the white head, like, wristband on, you're allowed to, like, look.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I remember I could see the guy's, like, foot just walking, but he made me look at him, which is why I could see. But, like, you have to basically keep your head down whenever someone's talking to you, and, like, just basically don't speak unless spoken to, and don't do anything unless told to. So, like,
yeah. So in the end, they had like this intervention where everyone got in the room and they were talking to the actors, and the actor who like that was like killed himself. I was like really upset by it because he made me feel really guilty. Because he made me feel like it was my fault that his wife died. So I was like, I just want to say that I feel really bad for your character because I was like, I feel really bad because I feel like it was like the way that it made me feel was like that it was my fault. And then you end up killing yourself, and I'm sorry. And
he yeah, the actors are actually really cool people. It's just during the simulation, I'm like, wow.
Nice, yeah.
Like, these, I feel like some of people need to do, like, be in the porn industry for, like, degradation. Because there's, some of them are, some of these people are way too good at the shit they were doing.
I think you're just so, like.
No, I'm sorry, I feel like at least one race has slipped through. And maybe one dominatrix.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, with these actors.
Yeah, there were girls that were like, what can you do? You can sew? Can you do anything else? You're trash, like, pretty much.
But no.
No, okay, listen.
Oh, my God.
But, like, dude, I could fucking bring me there, and the moment that this motherfucker puts a gun to my head, I am gonna...
But here's the problem, though. Here's my nipple twister. The thing is if you interact with them in any way, like, they have to interact back. So if you're like, oh, yeah, daddy, they're like, okay, Negro, move along. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Because you're really not supposed to talk.
This is where my story comes in.
Oh, no.
I am ballsy when I'm around my friends. I'll do anything. And I was with my friend Brian, who is just ballsy in general.
Meltzer?
And so he's just ballsy in general. Like, he'll do anything, say anything. So as on the whole way there, we know what this is going to be. So the whole way there, we're like, we're black. like that. And we get there.
I hate middle school boys. And so
they offer us the white, like, bands. We're like, no. Hell no. We're doing this. They're making fun of us. So we get out there, and we're, like, side by side, like, giggling the whole time. And they get us in their line. And they're like, all right, you slaves. And they start telling us to do it. Me and Brian's like, yes, master. Yes, master. Right away, man. And, like, he comes over to us, and he asks, like, what you can do. And he goes, well, he's the smart one, and I can lift stuff. And Brian starts going off, like, Brian starts going, like, I can pick cotton real good, sir. Real good.
Oh, my God. But no. Oh, my God. I know that, like, the teachers for the field trip picked it. That, like, you can, okay, so there's, like, an adult one where I think they literally say the hard R. I don't know. I really don't remember. But I remember... The teacher said that you during, like, there's an adult one where you can do it at night or morning, but, like, the night one is more, like, intense because you can't really see.
You have to run.
Yeah, you can actually, like, run. Well, like, during the day one for, like, the children, you have to, like, speed walk and you're not allowed to run. But I think in, like, the adult simulator one, you can, like, run and they'll fucking chase you and shit. And I'm just like, oh.
Connor Prairie. Here, look it up.
It's fucking crazy. But no, wait. Did anything else happen? Because that shit was so funny.
So me and Brian are going through, and, like, this guy obviously never fucking with him. So he kind of just, like, stops talking to us. Because, you know, we're kind of, like, ruining the experience in general.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So, I can pick Carl real good,
so,
sir.
So, like, we're ruining the experience. So he leaves us alone. So we're just, and he kind of, like, separates us a little bit. But eventually we, like, meet back up in, like, one of the mock houses they have us in. And me and Brian, like, detach from the group, and we go in one of the rooms, and we start fucking around on the bed, and we throw up the covers, and that's where they put all their phones, like, the people in the area. And we found all their phones, and me and Brian, like, and so the whole time when we walk back to, like, the slave instructor, we go, I didn't know you guys had iPhone 3.
I'm fucking hating you guys. No.
Oh, us trying to learn about the experiences of slaves. I didn't know you guys had iPhone 3.
It was like that, and at one point we like came up on a blind girl, and she was in the house, and like for some reason she was blind. I don't know. It wasn't Helen Keller, but she was blind, and there was like a gun beside her. And we were brown, like, let's get the gun, kill the slave owner, and escape and get some white women.
Oh no!
Wait. Oh my god, this is so bad. This is so bad.
No, okay, wait, what is. I know that I've been. Have I been on any, like, odd field trips before? Oh. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me good? Yeah. Can y'all hear me? All right, I'm gonna look this shit up and like see if there's any details. Yes. Because this shit was so surreal.
Yeah, it feels like a fever dream, but like three of us happened to three of us at different times. So I should also say that they had like they like picked groups out. Like they would the groups. Would
I think
go
it was by.
Times,
I thought it was by last name because I didn't get put with like people that I had Tommy in my group. Like I didn't have any really anyone else that I like. Friends.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh. Connor Prairie slavery roleplay upsets parents. Connor Prairie slavery reenactment draws criticism. So a lot of people are like not okay with it, but I thought it was like it's kind of educational.
I mean now we have really an excuse to clown on it, so it's fine.
Actually, though, it was a cool thing to go through. Like, not the slavery. Slavery is not cool.
It's called.
Yeah,
okay. Star.
I'm trying to rephrase. No, slavery is not cool. But
thank you for the
but
PSA.
The simulation and what you go through is like it seems real in a way. So it's kind of it's like
experience.
I don't know. You understand what I'm saying.
So.
You know what I'm trying
trips,
to say.
I've got my own thing.
Oh my god, do you remember getting on your hands and knees? I remember that shit.
Huh?
Can we?
Yes. No, they didn't actually make you get on your hands and knees. If you like disobeyed them.
No, you can get on like at the very beginning of the thing, you get on your hands and knees and you like they like degrade you and shit.
If someone back, they make you get on your hands and knees.
I don't want to sound like insensitive by like saying like what I'm about to say, but please fucking take me there. I'm literally, I'm fucking dead serious. Oh my god!
It's an experience,
guys. It's $20 per person.
Wait, come in. What, Ella? Hi, sweetie. Ella wants to show me something. Hold on, you guys. You made a TikTok?
One, two, three, four. I just got you guys right now.
You're so cute, Ella. Oh my gosh. So, apparently the Connor Prairie thing in 2016, like, there's, like, articles about 2016.
What the hell? Where'd be? Hang on, Bila.
Wait. Because I want to read the article because...
Hang on.
Okay, this is random, and I'm going to sound like a boomer, but the thing is, with slavery...
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
What?
Hang on. Where did B go?
Yeah. Wait, B left? Oh, wait, hold on. Here, I'll send them another invite. I don't know what happened.
No problem.
Maybe their phone died. But, like, this is important info, but, like... I don't want to sound like a boomer, but the slavery simulation is a slavery simulation. It's not going to be, like, sugar-coated with, like, it's not an ooh-ooh experience. It's not sugar-coated.
Like,
they're going to treat you like shit because you're black in, like, the 1800s. And people are like,
it's like, of course there should be boundaries because it is,
like,
you know, like, a public, like, thing. Like, of course, I don't think that they should actually fucking hit you. Or, like, do certain things. However, it is... hang on. B says that it's unable to connect.
I know, but, like, people are talking about how it's, like, bad. But I'll read the article and we can talk about it. B said that she's having...
Yeah, I said, turn your phone off and on. So, What I was going to say, which I think that I've told this story to be, so it's not too important, but it just reminded me of a field trip. It's not controversial, but I don't know if you guys know. I'm not as, like, okay, I can go, like, go on a water slide now. Like, I can be up kind of that high, but I'm definitely afraid of heights. Just because I am really tiny, I'm also afraid of being held upside down. So, we went to... There's this place in downtown Lafayette, which I don't know how many people are ever going to listen to this, or if anybody's ever going to listen to this, but anybody who lives in Louisiana who might listen to this, there's these places called, like, the Kids Museum, the Science Museum, whatever. So, I think that they actually took our class, like, it might have been third grade, on a field trip to the Science Museum, and it's kind of just, it's meant to be for kids, but it does, like, have, like, so if they, like, show maybe, like, a little, like, if they have, like, a, maybe, like, a little activity for you to, like, do, like, they had, like, a little thing where you could, like, dig up dinosaur bones, and they would, like, put, like, something, if you wanted to read about it, that you could. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so there's this first level, and then there's the second level, and this was before they had a dinosaur exhibit, which, I'm going to say this now. I'm also deathly afraid. Like, of course, if I look at like, the fucking, like, a really big, like, New York-type-looking building, I'm not going to be afraid. But certain things that are really big, like, normally life-size things that are, like, really huge.
Like, if you look up and they're way bigger. Yeah, I get you. Like, this might sound weird, but, like, if I look up and the ceiling's too like, far up, I'll like, get anxious. Really big
statues or just, like... Like, things like that. Oh, Ella's throwing you something.
What? Hold on, sorry. Ella.
I've been up, like, really late, so I'm going to show you guys something.
Okay.
Look over here on my leg, okay?
I'm like, that Ella, that smug little look on you. Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's okay. So she wanted to show me a TikTok. With really, really, really big, like, statues and stuff, I get scared. So we walk into this place, and how it works is there's, like, a bottom area. And most of the stuff is actually more upstairs than downstairs. But they have, like, some activities that you can do downstairs. And so there's, like, this big, it's like an open stairwell. It's kind of like those houses where you can walk up the stairs, but it's not, like, connected by any walls. Like, you can see the upstairs and stuff. Like, from the downstairs. It's, like, there's, like, a little balcony thing. So, like, a railing. So, whenever we're all done downstairs, there was, like, a little fish tapping activity. Like, you could tap on, like, this little screen where it was, like, some animated fishies and whatever. And you could, like, stick your face in this thing and mold it. I don't know. It was weird. No, like, you know, like, not, like, a clay mold. But, like, you could stick your face in this, like, little plastic thing and it would leave an imprint of your face. Yeah, so huge. So they go to take our class upstairs, which I don't know, like, okay. My fear of heights was so bad in elementary, like they tried to do this thing where they would see how many pull-ups you could do, and I didn't even want my teacher to lift me to put me on the bar. So because I was if you guys think I'm tiny now, I was impossibly small back then. Which also means that I'm thin as a twig. So now, finally getting to my point, now that I'm finally getting given context, our class is done downstairs, and we go to go upstairs, and I'm sobbing. And the moment I see the stairs, I start crying. Aww. And the moment I see the stairs, and Miss Lassane, she comes up to me, and she's like, dead name, why are you crying? And I was like, I don't want to go up the stairs. She was like, come on. Okay, send B another.
Get up the stairs. Right? I will. I got you.
Okay, I've got a story too. It's completely off topic from what we're talking about.
Wait. Before we keep going, I want to read the article about the Connor Prairie bullshit. Because I want, but I'm gonna wait for B to come back.
My teacher's kind of, she wasn't like a mean teacher, but she's kind of like, okay, come on, like, you're being a baby. It's not even that high up, like, come on. So,
right,
I sit and crawl up the stairs. I have my head down near the stairs. I'm like, I mean, like, I'm baby, like, toddler crawling up the stairs, and my class is fucking staring at me. We get up there, I'm fine. Like, and then we go, like, through this, like, little hallway. It's, like, this tight hallway where it kind of teaches you about, like, planets. And there's, like, this window to where they were building the dinosaur exhibit. And I fucking, we walk down this hallway, and I look down, and I feel fucking sick. Because I see where they started building, like, the big-ass T-Rex, like, they had been setting it up, and they, like, had, like, the, there was this one dinosaur, like, near the window, like, hanging from the ceiling, and I start sobbing again. I'm like, I can't, I gotta go back, please, and so I think, I don't really remember if they made me walk through it, or if they made me go back, but that still remains is one of the, it wasn't even a problematic field trip, but it was a field trip that has always stuck out to me because of the fact that I cried over a dinosaur, like skeleton replica being near me. Try uninstalling and reinstalling the app.
Okay. Well, it's getting late and I gotta be up by like 5 a.m. So I want to just tell this quick story, and then I'm going to go. So in gym, it was in gym, and we were doing, like, the mile run, right? But we couldn't go outside. We had to do it in the, like, actual gym. So we're sprinting around this pathetic-ass gym, and I see two kids that kind of...
Wait, can I interrupt you real quick? I'm sorry. Since B's having trouble after you tell this story, and then I talk, we, like, read the Connor Perry shit, do you guys just want to end it?
I'm telling you right now.
All right, we'll just do that then. All right, so wait, tell your story. I'll talk about the Connor Perry bullshit, and then we.
So I see these two kids, like, and I know they don't like each other, but in this, they're like trying to race, and they keep like side checking each other, right? As they're coming up to these stairs, the other one trips the other one, and he lands like chest first onto the stairs, and he breaks his fucking ribs, and this is in like fifth grade elementary school. No, it's funny. It's funny because the other kid starts like laughing, and the one on the ground pulls like the Anakin, like just got his leg cuts off. I hate you!
Like, oh my god!
Like just like screaming, I fucking hate you in like elementary school. And Miss Rattlebush, because she doesn't give a fuck about anyone, she walks over and she's like, get up! Get up! And the kid's like doubled over like, I hate you! And, like, and then finally they like call the ambulance to come pick this kid up because his fucking ribs are broken. And Mrs. Rattlebush sits us all down and she goes, sometimes when people are hurt and angry, they say things they don't mean.
How old
were
you guys?
Like,
how old were you guys?
Bitch, this kid's ribs are broken.
I know. And how old were you? It was fifth grade. I don't know. How old are you in fifth grade?
Probably 10? Like 12. When I was in the sixth grade, I was about 12. So he was like 11.
So he's screaming,
probably like 11,
he's
10.
I fucking hate you. And like this. And, it ended up being that the teacher thought it was an accident. Like, the teacher thought it was an accident, so the kid didn't get punished. And later, we were talking to the kid, and he was like, yeah, it wasn't an accident.
No, and it's like getting the wind knocked out of you, whether you break your ribs or not. It's the worst pain you can go through without actually going through pain, because you're like...
Oh, yeah. One time, I was swinging like a fucking monkey on the swing set, And I fell, and I landed right on my back, and it knocked the wind out of me, and I thought I died or some shit. And I was like, and I had a really bad panic attack because I couldn't breathe. And my dad came out of the back, like out of the yard. I was at my friend's house at the time. This is a long time ago. And they were neighbors, so I could like walk to and from the yards. And my dad came out and was like, honey, it's okay. Just breathe. You just knocked the wind out of your shoes. And, like, he's like, I'm like,
okay. When I say I was really, really, really tiny back then, even more so than now, like I was really tiny. So you know how whenever, like in a lot of restaurants, whenever you step up into like a booth, it kind of has a step. So I was at IHOP. This is a really quick story. I was at IHOP. Yeah. And I went to get out. Like, my mom got out first, and I didn't see her step down. And I'm like, really tiny, like, six-year-old me. Takes a big, like, I didn't expect to step. I land on my chest, and I go.
You ate shit.
My mom was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Did I hurt you? I'm like,
it's a scary. I honestly thought I was gonna die. I thought I died. But anyway, okay,
hold
okay.
on, hold on.
So this,
are you gonna read that thing?
Fuck it. Okay,
no, you're gonna read that thing.
Oh no. Go okay. ahead.
So, do you guys remember the Wii when it first came out?
Yeah, okay. I have the first Wii.
No, I don't remember the Wii
when it first came out. When it first came out.
Same.
So all the games.
Yes, I got
it. I know all the games. Like, they had like, weird, like, things. Like, you know, Mario Kart yes. had the steering wheel white. What the fuck did mm-hmm. I develop a white. Speech? Yeah, I know.
What? Yeah, what?
I said, a Mario Kart had the steering wheel white.
No. Mario Kart. No, you said Mario Kart had the steering wheel white.
No, fucking. So, it had a steering wheel. And if you ever wondered what it went to, there was a car, like an inflatable car you could
I
sit
never
in
knew
to
this.
Play Mario Kart. Yeah, there
Wait,
was an
what?
Inflatable car you could get
Holy
that came
the
with
red
the game, and you could put the steering
red,
wheel on it.
The
and
rich
like,
white boy
I,
would
I never, what the well, fuck?
Semi-white.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, no, I had that, and instead of using it as it intended for, I put that shit on the top of my staircase and rode it down the staircase. And of course, you can do that in like laundry baskets because they're hard and plastic. This shit is just foam. So the second I crest the first staircase, it catches and just catapults me out of the thing. So it catapults me down the stairs. And I just like tumble and die at the end of it.
Oh my fucking God. Jesus fuck. Okay. God damn. You ate shit.
Dude, it like flew through the air and like landed on the landing downstairs.
I'm gonna fucking piss myself. Oh my God.
It was like one of those like movie things where like, you know, everything's in slow motion as it like fly through the air.
Okay, Emmy, read your fucking thing before I fucking pee.
Okay, so my sources are IndieStar.com, whatever.
My sources.
So
going to play Devil's Advocate.
So anyway, okay. So the document, the document starts off with, the man told her she was lazy and stupid. When the 13-year-old girl looked at him, he told her not to look at him in the eye and to kneel down in the mud. He then continued to yell at her. This is a normal occurrence. Fuck.
I got a little bit dark there. Oh, wait, Emmy, are you still there?
Wow, she just kind of left.
Bro.
Like,
we gotta go to sleep. I've got
be up
things
in 4 hours.
Do. Like, things are waiting for me off this podcast right now.
Oh, wait, God, what time is it in Louisiana?
Yeah,
oh, shit, it's 1 o'clock here. I gotta be up in 5 hours.
God. Okay, Emmy, we might just want to end this shit. We could probably just talk about it in the next episode.
I don't know where she went.
Don't worry.
God damn, that was
don't
just
worry,
funny
I don't
talking.
Have corona. I just have really bad fucking allergies.
They didn't say that. I've never seen that. Oh. Man,
hang on. Stay, because I'm going to say something.
Jesus.
Emily
what?
Wants me to say something for her.
Okay.
So just stay. Oh my God, bro. This has been nice. Okay,
this
her
is phone fun.
Is at 1% and her AirPods disconnected. So on the next episode, we will pick up on the slavery topic and read the article. All right, everybody, that is it. We are fucking going to bed. All right, I love you, Wade. Fucking sleep good, man.
All right,
bye.
See ya. Love you too.